Now, let me read verses 1 and 2, and we're looking at clean and unclean animals. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, These are the beasts which ye shall eat among the beasts that are on the earth. Now, you see, God draws here a strict line of demarcation between the animals to be eaten and those that are not. God is the one, by the way, who makes the difference between light and darkness. After the first day, the second day, the third day, he saw it as good, and he divided the light from the darkness. God does that. He divides night and day, divides black and white, right and wrong, clean and unclean. Somebody says to me today, well, how do you know what's right? What's right is what God says is right. He makes the rules. This is his universe. Do you know any better rules to make than the ones he's made? How about in the physical realm? Why don't you take a good running start and jump off of this earth and defy the law of gravitation and overcome it? Man has done it and gone to the moon, but it costs him about $15 or $20 million to do that. That's expensive. And that's a trip that I couldn't take myself. It would really deplete my bank account. But why don't you just take a running start? You want to defy God? Well, he made the rules, friends. He made the law of gravitation. And you just don't come along and make your own rules in his universe. He makes the rules for the physical universe. He makes the rules for the moral universe. And we today like to be broad-minded. We like to say, well, this is not right, nor is it wrong. This is not evil, nor is it good. We follow a gray line. Well, that's not the way God does it. He draws a line. He makes a distinction. And he says very clearly, even at the very beginning, he made this distinction. He said to Noah in Genesis 7, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens. Why? They're to be offered as a sacrifice. And he's to keep, of course, two of them. Now, you'll notice that the choice of edible animals, fish, and fowl follow generally the pattern of civilized man down through the centuries to the present day. That's no accident. You see, God made a distinction. There's certain animals you want to eat and some you don't want to eat. And there's another feature which should be noted. Certain animals were probably healthful in that land and in that day, which might not be elsewhere today. And for that reason, this is not for us today, because whether you eat meat or don't, meat won't commend you to God today. And the contrary, of course, might also be true. Now, there are great moral issues that are involved in this chapter. Man lives in a world of sin, and God requires a recognition of this fact. Choices must be made. And I think the moral objective is primary. You remember that when that sheet was let down from heaven and Simon Peter on the roof there in Joppa, he was told, rise, slay, and eat. And you remember what he did. He says, not so, Lord. And God says, don't you call unclean that which God has called clean. In other words, God makes the rules. And there is a tremendous moral lesson. And man has to make a distinction today, and he has to make a decision.